Good evening, everyone. Thank y'all so much for coming and listening to my research. As he said, my name is Catherine Fife, and I'm a graduate student from the University of Georgia. I'm working under Dr. Benjamin Campbell, who is sitting right over there. So any of your extremely, extremely hard questions at the end are going to go to him later. So I guess we could just go ahead and get started. So I wanted to start off by just defining the term local. The USDA defines local as the direct or intermediated marketing of food to consumers that is produced and distributed in a limited geographic area. And for purposes of this presentation, you're going to hear me use these phrases or these words, and I just wanted to kind of go ahead and address them so that there's no confusion later by what I mean when I say them. Whenever I talk about the Georgia Grown label, it's different from the actual Georgia Grown logo. So whenever we were doing this survey, when respondents were reading through and answering these questions, if we asked them about the label, we actually spelled out the words Georgia Grown. If we're talking about the logo, we actually showed them the picture of the logo. And then later on in the presentation, I am going to show you three graphs that depict not aware, aware but not seen, and seen. When I'm talking about someone not being aware, it's literally they have no idea what I'm talking about when I say the words Georgia Grown or some sort of state local labeling. And when I say aware but not seen, it means that they have heard of this, whether it be from their neighbor or their extension agent or whoever, but they haven't actually seen it on a physical product. And if they've seen it, that means that they have physically seen it on a product, whether that's in the grocery store or in your local Home Depot or wherever it may be. So I want you all to remember that everything used to be local. So as time went on, the population grew, demand increased, and retail store chains globalized. And that's kind of where we are now. There is no blanket predetermined distance that's mandated in the United States. There are certain programs within certain states that will say maybe within 400 miles or something like that, but overall there is no predetermined distance that is set blanketed across the United States. But the idea is that a local product connects the farmer to the consumer. And as you see younger generations buying their food and coming into that, we see us moving back towards a more personalized and community-based source. So with respect to my project, we contracted out to Taluna, and then they contacted our respondents with a Qualtrics link that we came up with that had our survey in it, and then they would decide whether they were interested in taking our survey or not. The only stipulations in order to take our survey is that you had to be 18 years of age or older, and you had to live within the 9 states that we were surveying about. These are the 9 states that we talked about for our local labels. We have Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee, Louisiana, Georgia, and North Carolina. So what do we want to know with this study? We wanted to know the awareness of these local labels. So have you seen it? Have you not seen it? Have you heard of it? Like, are you aware of them? What is your perception of these locals? When you see a local label, what do you think that means? And then finally, when you do see that local, that logo or that Georgia Grown term, how does that influence your decision to buy a product? So when we start talking about the demographics for for our survey, it's very representative of the Southeast. The average age is 44 years old. And I do want y'all to notice that we targeted a majority female respondents because they are the primary shoppers in the household. So we have 64% females responding versus 36% male. And to piggyback on that demographic slide, the average household size, we had in our respondents, we had 1.91 adults and 0.70 children in the household. So this slide is depicting the percentage of respondents from each of the 9 states. Our goal was to have 250 respondents from the surrounding states of Georgia and then 500 respondents within the state of Georgia, only because we are focusing on Georgia Grown for purposes of this conference especially. So you can see that 22% of the respondents in our study are from Georgia. And if you go down to the other end of that, we have 8% coming from Mississippi with the least amount of respondents. So this is where I get into the terms of the not aware. This graph is going to depict the percentage of each state that is not aware of the Georgia Grown program, essentially. So you can see that Georgia has the lightest color coding here, and that's great because people in Georgia should be aware of their local labeling program. So they come in at 15%, and then you can see through the colors, the darker it gets, the more people that are not aware of the Georgia Grown program. So that's why they get darker as you go out away from Georgia. And then here we're going to talk about aware but not seen. So everyone here that is being represented in this graph, they're saying that they are aware of Georgia Grown, but they haven't physically seen it on a product. So it appears that Georgia Grown is being emphasized more on the East Coast in comparison to anywhere west of Georgia. And then here we're going to talk about whether they have physically seen this on a product. And you can see that the state of Georgia is the most aware of Georgia Grown. And as you move out of the state, they become less aware. And this just also highlights again that that trend of East Coast versus the West of Georgia. So next we wanted to know, where have you seen these products, or where have you seen these logos, on what kind of products? So at the top we have Georgia fruit and vegetables, and it might be a little hard to see, but the black represents no, I have not seen it on this product. The light gray means yes, I have seen the logo on the product. So at the top we have fruits and vegetables, which makes the most sense because you're going to be seeing the locally grown labels on more fruits and vegetables than almost anything else. Any other food products that you might have that are not fruit and vegetables is the second bar. The third are plants, so trees and shrubs and things of that nature. And then at the bottom, it would be any other products. So next we wanted to talk about the perception. So as I said earlier, what do you think of when you see a locally grown label? So in our survey, we asked, do you think it's fresher? Do you think it's a fresher product? Is it healthier for the community? Is it better for the environment? Is it a safer product? Does it mean that it's a higher price? Does it mean it competes with other products within my state? Or does it not mean anything at all? So this graph specifically is based off of food products, with 71% coming in at thinking that if it has a Georgia Grown label on it, it's a fresher product. And this is literally asking the exact same thing except for plants, plant products, so trees and shrubs and things like that. So the next thing we wanted to do is kind of get an idea of the value of these products and how does that impact your decision to buy a product if you do see a locally grown label on it. So this question is based off of a scale from negative 100 to positive 100. And as you can see here, all states have a positive view with respect to local labeling and how that impacts their decision to buy a product. So this table is for Georgia Grown specifically and how all of these states at the bottom see Georgia Grown. But we do have the data back on all of the other states and how they see each other's labels as well. So this one is the same thing, but for plants, if you guys want to take a look at that. And then finally, just to kind of wrap everything up and conclude, from the data that we collected, we have concluded that the presence of these labels on products do have a positive impact on consumer buying decisions. And I just wanted to reiterate that it is really interesting to see that it seems like the marketing efforts of Georgia Grown specifically have kind of tailored to the East Coast rather than going to the West. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not
sure that it means that they don't have a perception of it specifically. I think that that could mean that maybe they think of something else besides this, because whenever I was first introduced to this project, whenever I, you know, was thinking of aware versus perception, my thought was, when you think local, do you think buzzwords? Do you think organic? Do you think GMO? Do you think herbicide and pesticide free? Maybe that's what they think instead of it being a fresher product or it's a higher price. So it could mean that it just really doesn't matter to them, but I do think that there could be maybe another outlying factor.
When did the Georgia Grown program start?
It started, well, it kind of got revamped, so it depends on which one you're talking about. I believe it was about the time that Commissioner Black got into office that it really got revamped with our new logo. I would say that was when a majority of our marketing efforts were really started. Yes.
So there was no other for them to say, well, I don't think of nothing, I think of
like a write-in.
Oh, yeah, no, ma'am, there was no write-in.
You acknowledged at the end the interesting difference between east of Georgia and west of Georgia. Mm-hmm. What causes that?
That's a great question. I haven't really thought too much into that. I think Dr. Campbell might have something.
The areas of keen interest in Georgia moving up the East Coast. And that's the direction they wanted to go. So I think that's why they're moving, especially in the Carolinas. So why they're wanting to do that, I don't know. That's where they're going to go.
They want to be able to ship to that area?
They want to have Georgia grown product.
That's interesting. So I would have thought maybe there's a socioeconomic difference between the east and the west side of your state at first glance at that.
So again, that could be the reason they're doing it. I know that's where they want to go. That's what they're wanting to move in that direction. Specifically, they want to move North Carolina. That's where the
I think the next study needs to be on what South Carolina feels about that. Think about that. I mean, you know, she's a big producer, but South Carolina has a pretty good amount of their own stuff, you know.
I will say I am interning right now for Georgia Grown at the Georgia Department of Agriculture, and I think that it is a pretty clear overall consensus in the Southeast. We as local label departments, if you say, are very supportive of each other, because we don't think of each other as the enemy. We think of our vegetables and things that are being imported from Mexico that are really hurting our farmers. That's who we're really all trying to work together. So I think that as long as there is a local product, I think that that kind of beats out anything coming from outside of the country to help our farmers. So
okay, we're going to have to stop there. Thank you very much.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.